The nearly 150 acres will likely be developed into more than 700 residential units, thanks to the council's decision to rezone the property for higher density Tuesday night by a 10-2 vote. The proposal has been in the works for over 4 years. Catherine Harrell has lived in the neighboring Cavalier condominiums for over 25 years. Although she can see the golf course from her house, she says she's not opposed to development on it. What bothers her is rezoning for density, which she doesn't think local infrastructure can support.
We're looking at additional traffic. We're looking at additional air pollution, noise pollution. If you use the Christiana Hospital, if you want to go to the Christiana Mall, if you want to have access to I-95 or Route 1, you will be impacted by it.
Other locals have said they'd prefer the land to remain open space. Sean Tucker, attorney for Carlino Commercial Development, defended the development by citing the county's comprehensive plan and a 1997 Churchman's Crossing study, both of which call for dense housing walkable to retail in the area. Sophia Schmidt, Delaware Public Media.